Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. If you want to read along, today we will be reading John 1, 29 through 42. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, I will be reading from John 1, 29 through 42. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, and because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God!" And the two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated to Peter. I wonder what John thought the Lamb of God really meant. I wonder if he knew the depth of what that title of Jesus would be and what that was going to look like. As we wrap up our time together today, we want to say a liturgy together. Liturgy, again, is just a fancy word that means a public show of prayer, worship. We say liturgies all the time together, like the Lord's Prayer, each week at Highland. Our liturgy today comes from the blessing words we use at Highland. I'm going to say a line, and you repeat it to me, and eventually we'll have it all memorized. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.